The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, has told Commonwealth leaders meeting in London that Australia will be a world leader in tackling modern slavery when, as expected, new legislation passes Federal Parliament this year. Dozens of stories have headlined in Australia in recent years of people exploited, kept against their will, their wages stolen, and with no option to get out. People held as slaves here in the 21st century. Estimates are that approximately 4,000 people are currently held in such conditions in Australia. Australia's new legislation, and New South Wales also has new laws on the books, comes after Britain passed laws in 2015, though Australia's approach will have tougher requirements for companies to show their supply chains are slavery-free. A vociferous campaigner on this front is Louis De Backer. He was President Barack Obama's ambassador at large on people trafficking. He joined me in the PM studio and I asked him whether that estimate of 4,000 current slaves in Australia might not be conservative.
Well, in the United States, the number that we originally looked at when we were thinking about the issue about 20 years ago, we estimated somewhere around 15,000. And then once we started taking the lens a little bit farther out and looking at, especially with child prostitution, which is part of this phenomenon of trafficking and slavery, we started realizing that we were looking at something much more in the kind of 300,000 range. And a lot of the kids that the United States citizen children who were being seen by the police as little criminals, as incorrigible delinquents, were in fact people who were being enslaved and abused by the pimps, especially in our indigenous communities, in the Native American community and other minority communities.
You mentioned legislation. The New South Wales Parliament has legislation due to come in. So does the federal government, both looking at similar legislation, as I understand it. What's your assessment of what's being proposed?
The focus on transparency, as far as telling businesses you need to look at your supply chains and, in fact, file documents with the government, hopefully an independent anti-slavery commissioner, much like is in the United Kingdom, who would be able to serve as a truth teller to the government, looking at the numbers, pushing best practices, really, you know, kind of overseeing this, but from outside of government. But at the same time, then also having the folks over at AFP and at public health, and then in the states that are dealing with children, child protection issues, starting to get the resources that they need. But one of the most inventive things about the Australian proposals is this idea of taking the modern slavery supply chain transparency to a new level, as far as what businesses would have to disclose to the public and to the government about what they're doing to rid their supply chain of modern slavery. Now, in the United States, we have gone one forward from that. At the federal level, President Obama issued an executive order saying that federal government procurement over a certain dollar amount would have to have contractual agreements that it be free from slavery. And that's just starting to be implemented in the U.S., especially in our defense industry, the big dollar amounts. And I think that that's what we see here in Australia as well, is the idea that public procurement, whether at the federal or state level, would then hasten all of that supply chain transparency that people are talking about down in the legislatures.
There's been debate about whether Australia's legislation should set the threshold for companies required to report on their supply chains at $50 million or $100 million. Do you think it matters?
Well, there's two theories on this. And the other aspect, of course, is that politics is the art of the possible. One of the things that I heard when I was in Canberra was that even if a lower threshold is put in, a $50 million threshold, which would be more akin to what they have in the United Kingdom, first of all, you'd have to make sure that there was sufficient resources in government to make that meaningful. In the United Kingdom, there haven't been those types of resources allocated. And at this point, you're only seeing about 25% of the companies that are supposed to put in those disclosures are actually doing so. It's kind of deferring over to the non-governmental organizations, the academic researchers, et cetera, to call them out. Here, I think that there's an appetite to have something that works right out of the gate.
Louis De Backer, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Louis De Backer, he was President Barack Obama's ambassador at large on people trafficking.